This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Coming up in tonight's show, we're going to talk about how North Korea's executing people for watching K-pop. Now, I think that's Korean pop or something like
that's
that.
That's correct.
And it's a product of South Korea.
That's right.
Okay, so it's corruption of their youth and their culture, presumably. So North Korea is continuing to be North Korea. Man, that place is a hellhole, and it's hard to appreciate because we get so little information from North Korea. It's hard to appreciate just how bad it is until you read something like Dear Leader, or some, which is a book that you introduced me to that I ended up reading. It's a nightmare there. And this guy...
Oh, the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il, that book?
That's Dear Reader.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, right. You're talking about Dear Leader, the other book. Okay.
Dear Leader is a guy who was in the upper parts of the Communist
Party
there.
And, yeah.
And
he escaped.
Yes.
Both books are excellent, by the way. I have read both Dear Leader and Dear Reader.
I need to read Dear Reader. I know I do because it's going to be hilarious, and I love stuff like that. I may end up ordering it tonight and reading it. I presume it's about the same length as Dear Leader.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so probably...
It's fun. It's written in the, like, as though it were really an autobiography. So it's written in the first person, as though Kim Jong-il was writing his own book. But it's actually Michael Malice, who is an anarchist, who's writing it. So it's interesting.
Awesome. I have to make...
It's very... It tells a lot of the history of, you know, how he came to power and...
Is it like, and then six infidels were disloyal and I had them put to death?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay. Let's get to the phones. So we have Doug calling from Manchester. Doug, you're here in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's just about as many people would just refuse to abide by the law. That's it.
What are you referring to? I'm sorry.
With this nonsense about mass vaccinations, and everybody has to be vaccinated. You can't leave the state or the country without that. It's going to get ridiculous.
That's already pretty ridiculous, to be fair.
I mean, I'm not vaccinated, and I'm not going to be vaccinated by the COVID situation. So
I am also not vaccinated, and I have no reason to be. I've had COVID-19. I was just fine.
But once they say you can't go anywhere without that, what's going to happen? People just have to step up and say no.
I agree with you. Absolutely. That's the most powerful thing that people can do, is just say no, refuse to obey these government bureaucrats and their politicians. And strength is in numbers. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is one of the stronger places to be as far as liberty-loving people who are just living out their lives and not asking permission to do so. And that's why we're seeing more freedom lovers moving in here every single week to New Hampshire, because this is the destination for libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists who are willing to say no to the government.
Yeah, and for those who have never done it, you don't know what it's like. It's an intoxicating, exhilarating, and liberating experience.
You mean saying no?
Yes, to just say no. I would even go as far as saying it's addictive. Once you take that first step in taking control of your life by telling your rulers no, that's when you become truly free. And we do need more of that. And we're seeing it here in New Hampshire, as you point out. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Doug. There are more people moving here than ever, and it's a beautiful thing. There are more libertarians running for office, succeeding in getting elected. There's something like 40 free state representatives in the state house, and it's amazing to watch it play out. We also have Peter, who is calling from Littleton, New Hampshire. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind, what this gentleman was just saying about taking the shots. Well, I have never had a vaccination in the past 40 years for any kind of flu epidemic. Every time we have a flu, your doctors and everybody around you wants you to have it. Well, I'm 70 years old. I have never taken a vaccination. I go out without a mask. I go into the store and I shop. And anybody who thinks that, you know, yes, people with conditions that create that problem, you got to build your immune system mm-hmm. up so you can fight this off.
And yeah, the flu shot is a weird one because I go through CVS fairly often because it's got a lot of stuff. It's easy to shop there. I go by there every night when I leave the show. Yeah, and
one of the only places left in town, by the way. It's 24/7.
Which is great because it means that I can actually go shopping for stuff and not encounter large crowds of people who do stupid things like just randomly start walking backwards without checking to see if anyone's standing behind them. But I'm frequently asked there, hey, would you like to get your free flu shot today?
No, thanks.
Like, why? Why? What's the worst that will happen to me if I get the flu is that I'll be sick for a few days.
I mean, the odds you'll die are very, very slim. About the same odds as you'll die from COVID, from what I understand. Hey, Peter, I'm curious. Was it Peter?
Yes.
Curious. I appreciate you, man, going out there and just living your life. That's awesome, and we need more people like that. But you mentioned that you're in New Hampshire. How do you feel about New Hampshire independence? Have you heard about that?
Well, I'm an independent, so you know what? When you get close to the cities and the colleges, you got a lot of liberals in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just liberal people in general. I'm talking about these people where I work, which I can't say because they'd probably fire me if I say this on your radio show. But this guy came in there, and he's complaining about the prices. And he starts yelling that the reason prices are going up is because of Trump and Trump refusing, saying that the virus was a fake.
So hold on, Peter. I'm going to let you finish, but I want to take you back to Ian's question because he wasn't. New Hampshire in the state house has a bill right now that would allow people in the state to vote on whether or not the state of New Hampshire would declare independence from the United States of America, would secede, basically, from the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think they can do that, can they?
Sure we can.
It doesn't matter if they vote on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do it. We can just say goodbye.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we can.
Why
can't we?
You can't.
Why not?
Because it has... Because, I don't know, there's some... I haven't delved deeply into this. But I know that
right.
Some...
Let's presume that we can.
Let's presume that we can't. Hold on, Peter. Let's presume that we can't because you spent the first half of this call talking about how you should do what you think is best regardless of what the government says. So even if we presume that we can't, we should go ahead and do it anyway because we'll just be telling them no. But let's presume... Go ahead.
I want to presume just for the sake of the discussion here, Peter, let's presume that it is something we can absolutely do if two-thirds of the people of New Hampshire vote for it, which is what it would take. Would you be someone who voted for New Hampshire to declare independence from the United States tyranny?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Awesome. We're on the same page. I'd like to invite you to visit nhexit.us and encourage you to use the information there on that front page. Contact the committee about this. They're going to be hearing this bill sometime in early 2022, and we need to convince them to vote for it so this thing can end up on the ballot in 2022, and we can then say a peaceful goodbye to the tyranny in Washington, D.C. It is possible, and we can do this.
It absolutely is possible. And thank you so much for the call tonight, Peter. And I'm thrilled to hear that you're on board with peaceably declaring independence because so many people are just terrified, you know. Let's just assuming that we can, right?
Because, it's all about what people believe.
Right. They believe, they're just going to invade you. They're going to drop bombs on you. They're going to annihilate New Hampshire. It's like, threatening me. Well, obviously they won't. But
I don't believe they will.
Fear of being killed is a terrible reason to stay in an abusive relationship.
Yes.
And the abusive relationship, the relationship we have with the United States government is absolutely abusive.
We are their victim. There's no doubt about it.
And under no circumstances should you ever stay in an abusive relationship out of fear of what that abuser may do to you. No, that's the point of leaving the abusive relationship.
Nor should you stay due to fear of the unknown. right? Because that's another concern. It's like, oh, what'll it be like if we don't have our big abusive daddy to protect us? And the answer is, let's find out. I bet it'll be a lot better than what we currently have.
I mean, the big daddy that's protecting us is currently causing worldwide devastation and war. So
yeah.
How much worse off could we really be? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you're passionate about. 603 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we are giving away a second BitBox in the coming weeks, on New Year's Eve, actually, on an episode of Freer Talk Live. For those who don't know, the BitBox is a hardware wallet, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source. And I was talking with the guys at BitBox about this. I suspect there would be more interest in the product if the average person had several thousand dollars worth of cryptocurrency that they wanted to keep safe. But really, the average person probably just has a few hundred dollars of cryptocurrency. And so they don't see the need for a hardware wallet, is my best guess. And that's silly, because that $300 worth of Bitcoin or whatever that you're sitting there on your phone with right now or whatever could easily become $3,000 within a year or two.
Could happen.
I mean, it could happen within a month, honestly.
You never know.
So it's important to have a hardware wallet. It's somewhere you can keep your cryptocurrency and it's actually safe. You don't have to worry about having your phone hacked or stolen or whatever. So we're giving one of these things away to one of our supporters at random. All you have to do is sign up for the AMPS program. That's the Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. One of our patrons there, because that's our Patreon account, is going to be selected randomly to receive one of these things. And that's happening, again, on New Year's Eve. So check it out. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Well, they found that. You remember that 7-year-old boy that got killed by a red light violator?
Why the hell would I remember that, Sarah?
I'm sure his parents are upset about it, but no, I don't remember every person who's died on the highways. There are thousands of them.
That was the Christmas lights. You know that they were doing the. Anyway, here in Albuquerque, and my whole point was that they're finding out they're driving the off-road vehicles, the one that they're supposed to, like, dirt riding, those. It was that vehicle that killed a boy.
You're saying the boy was killed by an ATV?
Is that what they call it? The one that they go dirt riding, the cars are, yeah.
It could be. It could also just be a Jeep.
Was he riding the ATV and died, or was he hit by it?
Yeah, well, what they're finding out is most pedestrians that get killed, last two, was done by these off-the-highway vehicles, where they go out to the dirt. So they're technically banned from driving out on the street, but everybody does it. I've seen a lot of those cars running around.
You said most people who are pedestrians who are killed by vehicles are killed by off-road vehicles?
Well, that's what they're finding out. But like this 7-year-old boy, and then there was another old man that got killed like 3 days afterwards. They were both done by this off-road vehicle. And here in New Mexico, it's anything goes. Nobody follows the rules. So they have a rule. It's obviously banned on the
highway. Just to clarify, is this in the whole state of New Mexico that most pedestrians are killed by off-road vehicles, or is it in Albuquerque specifically?
Well, I don't know what the stats are, but they're finding out that.
Okay, so you made that up then, that that more than half of people.
I don't know about the half, but the last two pedestrians that were killed were.
All right, so we've whittled that number way down now. So you did say it was half of them, or more than half. Now you're saying the last two people. And again, did you say that the little boy was killed while riding the ATV, or was he a pedestrian that was actually struck by the ATV?
Yeah, that was struck by this car.
And it's not really a car. And they don't go as fast as cars.
But here's the thing.
Like, you'd have to try to get hit by one of those things.
Yeah, I'm curious what you mean by off-road vehicle, Sarah, because I'm not picturing a four-wheeler here. I can't imagine.
Well, you know the wires? They have wires, and they go, like, out into the dirt. They got really huge tires that tear up the road, the asphalt. And then that when you, they have no bumpers in the front to like a rubber bumper that
I cannot even picture what you're talking about.
I don't know what she's talking about either. If it's an off-road vehicle, then we're talking about a personal size device that is not very large and goes, what, no more than 30, 40 miles an hour or something like that?
I think she means you mean a regular automobile that is also equipped to go dirt riding or whatever.
Yeah, but like they look like a Jeep, and it's got big work. You could feet like I don't know, it's a pretty regular size.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And, so you're talking about like a mudding truck.
So it's.
Yeah, those kind of a thing. But
something that like a redneck would drive, and they've got like it's got mud all over the side because they're out in the. Do they have mudding out in New Mexico, or is that just sort of a
they
southern?
Clearly have meth.
Well, they go riding, but they're actually technically illegal. But it's like nobody enforces the law. They feel like, well, I mean,
hold on, sir. I need clarification. What's illegal for them to go mud riding or sand riding or whatever they do in New Mexico, or for them to take these vehicles on the road?
Right, that's correct. They are riding it like a regular car on the road, and then when they hit somebody, they're completely done. Because they don't have a bumper, and they don't get.
If you hit somebody with a bumper, it's not going to help. You understand that, right? Like having a rubber bumper and hitting somebody at 40 or 50 miles an hour isn't going to actually like help that person.
Wiley Coyote told me.
Here's the thing: they're making a big deal about it now. Now they're going to go after these cars here in New Mexico. Because they think that this is the cause of it. Like you guys are saying, if everybody's speeding and running the red lights at 50 miles an hour, what difference does it make whether you do it in a car with a bumper, rubber bumper, as opposed to do it less?
I just want to let you know, I looked this story up here. It is Albuquerque, AP report, driver suspected of hitting and killing a 7-year-old Albuquerque boy is now considered a fugitive. Police attempted to serve a warrant on 27-year-old Sergio Almanza, and he appears to have gone on the run. Investigators identified him as the suspected driver of an off-road vehicle in the December 12th incident, and they are describing this as an all-terrain vehicle. So this is not a full-size.
No, that would be a four-wheeler
car. This is something that somebody would. There's usually no enclosure on an all-terrain vehicle, right? Like you're just riding it on top of it, like it were a large four-wheeled motorcycle.
Yeah,
right.
Or a Gator or something like that. Not necessarily a four-wheeler, but certainly not a regular automobile.
Authorities say Punroy, this is the last name, Bhattacharya and his family had just left the River of Lights display at ABQ Biopark. They were in a marked crosswalk with the right-of-way when an all-terrain vehicle struck the boy and his father. The child died from his injuries, and police say they suspect driver in this case was drunk.
That's certainly tragic. But I think the overall lesson here is that, Sarah, you're going to have to get over this germophobia thing. And you're going to have to go down to the library, and you're going to have to actually do some research about things before you call in and talk about them because you saw someone share a meme on Facebook or whatever, and you believe it to be true.
I wish I knew more about this particular case because I always wonder, these pedestrians, are they just not paying any attention?
Yeah, how do you not see a four-wheeler coming, man? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. starting this week, I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms.
President Biden outlining steps to deal with the growing threat of the COVID Omicron variant. Biden continues by saying he's using the military to help curb the COVID spread.
In addition, I've directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
Winter holiday travel is back. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. They estimate more than 109 Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. This is USA Radio News. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is speaking out to describe his conversations with the White House.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they use to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is a winter solstice, the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year. Of course, today is 24 hours long, just like all the other days, but the sun will be up for no more than 10 of those hours and a lot less the farther north you are. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to control the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And we're helping Give Directly raise funds for needy families in Kilifi and Bamet counties. That's in Kenya. These places are stricken with poverty, drought, and flooding. It's got to be a bad situation where you get flooding in one season and drought in the other season. These people, as you pointed out, they live in actual poverty, like having to walk 5 miles to find a fresh source of water, levels of poverty. And Give Directly is the first charity that allows you to actually give cash directly to these people in need. And it's obvious for anyone of a libertarian persuasion that this would be far more effective than having some distant aid organization try to determine what is best for individual families in Kenya. It's obviously going to work better for those individuals who receive that cash and who know what their needs are to use it directly. So we're matching your contributions up to $30,000. Give.freetalklive.com if you'd like to contribute this holiday season. There's probably no better way to actually do something good to help one another this holiday season. That's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, however. We have a CW calling, listening on K-Talks out in California. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, when I was talking to your call screener, I didn't mention this, but since I listened to the news before you got to me, are you guys, since you're not vaccinated, we're all purebloods here, are you going to gather with people, even though Biden says it's dangerous if you're not vaccinated?
Yeah, given that we threw a New Year's Eve party with dozens and dozens of attendees last year, I suspect our friends will have no problem continuing to gather with people.
You guys are murderers. I'm just joking.
Well, we've been called mass slaughterers at
you're
least.
You're murderers. Anyways, that's not why I called.
Okay.
That was part of the news segment, so I had to comment on it. But I've been hearing Sarah the past few days now. And she's a communist, right?
She says.
I don't think she knows what that means.
She says she's been to meetings in the past. So, I mean, that takes it to a level that your average communist doesn't take it to, I think.
Well, let me get to this then. If she is a communist, are they all that stupid? Like, seriously, are all communists that freaking stupid?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think she's stupid. I think she's probably reasonably intelligent.
She's stupid.
Well,
no,
she's got mental health issues.
Idiot.
I don't disagree. She sounds like an idiot, but I don't think it's because she's stupid. I think it's a combination of mental health issues not being addressed and probably being prescribed antidepressants and existing in a culture that allows her to basically, I think she said she hasn't had a job since she was 18 years old or something like that.
Okay, so she's not just stupid, she's highly incompetent, and she doesn't have the right medication, so she obviously got the jab because our Messiah told her to get the jab. Fauci, the doctor, the God doctor, told her to get it. You know,
I don't know if she got the jab or not. I don't know.
Yeah,
I never asked her that.
I know she got the jab. I don't need her to say it. She got it.
I feel like you're probably correct, but when she calls tomorrow night, I will make it a point to ask her if she got the jab.
And ask her, has she always been this stupid?
We're not going to ask that.
I swear to God. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, CW. We also have Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, on the local newscast tonight in Albuquerque, they had a segment about scammers, and I've been getting phone calls from scammers almost every day for about the last year and a half.
Mm.
They claim to be from Social Security Department, Customs and Border Patrol, and Amazon, that I'm going to have a package shipped and charged to my Amazon account when I've never had an Amazon account. And what I do, all three of these different supposed companies and agencies that's calling me, they have the people play the same recorded message, and they have the same music. I have fun with them.
I would love to hear those calls. I would love to hear Richard playing with the scam artists as they call in. But isn't it sad, Richard, how many people actually fall for this stuff? I mean, you know, you're in your 70s, and you're still with it enough to where these guys can't pull the wool over your eyes, but there are other people in your same age range, and even younger, that these people will manage to successfully fool, and it's really, really sad.
It is, and supposedly here in New Mexico in the last year, there was close to $31 million that people sent to scammers. But
wow.
I've got 15 years of law enforcement and security experience. I've been through two police academies. I'm a former special agent with the Department of Justice, and I have fun with these scammers because I ask them, how does 20 years, when they ask me how they can help me, I ask them, how does 20 years in a federal prison sound to you because you're a scammer? And every once in a while, they want to argue the fact that they're not scammers.
Yeah.
They'll just hang up the phone.
Yeah, thank you so much,
the
Richard.
The problem, though, is that they're probably never going to face any time in prison. Because
they're almost impossible to identify.
Well, number one, they don't even live in the United States. The majority of them are the ones that I've heard before have a very heavy accent. I'm not saying you cannot have an accent and live in the U.S., but these people aren't inside the United States, and that's one of the reasons why they're pulling the scams that they're pulling, because if the U.S. police were to ever get on their trail and find out who they are, then they would arrest them. But being outside the U.S., they can use all manner of phone trickery, essentially, to obscure their location and obscure their real phone numbers and things like that. And they get away with this stuff. And now that cryptocurrency is on the scene, it makes it even easier for them to get away with it because they don't have to use... You know, they used to use things like wire transfers for
this. It was always really easy. I mean, they used wire transfers back in, like, the 80s and the early 90s, but then there were all of these prepaid debit cards. Mm-hmm. And look... Yeah. It's sad that I have to say this, but the IRS is never going to ask you to use iTunes gift cards to settle your debt, your tax debt, right?
Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, but people fall for it anyway. And
sure.
A lot of these people, they do have lucid moments where they're like, wait a minute. I'm about to send $3,000 to this person I've never met, who being caught up in a romance scam or some mm-hmm. other kind of scam, or I'm about to send them $3,000 to get my package shipped from Amazon or whatever. This is a bad idea. But then they end up doing it anyway. I mean, these sorts of people exist. It's tragic. And I don't... News specials aren't going to do anything about it because these news specials about scammers have been going on for decades and people are still getting scammed by Nigerian princes in their emails.
You know, I went to... just to see what it was like to buy one of these prepaid cards... Just because I'd never actually gone through that process before. Now that I don't have a bank account, I figured, all right, well, just try one of these things out and see what it's like. And you go to the register, you tell it how much money you want to put into the card, and it gives you like a brief statement about beware of scams, yeah. And then press yes to buy the card, you know, and that's it.
That's all. It, yeah.
That's all that there is. But they want to put you and I in a prison cell because, you know, some people might have purchased some Bitcoin or something for a scam artist somewhere in the world.
It's tragic that, you know, Visa and Walmart and all of these places that orchestrate these large scale, as he said, 30-something million dollars just in the state of New Mexico. And I got to tell people, that's not from cryptocurrency. That's from Visa, MasterCard, prepaid debit cards, and iTunes stores, and,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And Steam gift cards, and you know, all manner of gift cards and crap like
yeah,
that.
And
that's what that
Visa
is.
Visa or the Walmart manager in a prison cell.
No, and it's frustrating that this stuff continues to happen and that their total attempt to do anything about it is to put that stupid question there on the screen that no one even bothers to read. They just hit yes.
Yep.
Because they're too smart to be taken in by a scam, clearly. What are your thoughts about scammers? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And coming up into tonight's show, we're going to talk about someone being groped in the metaverse. Now, that's virtual reality for those who haven't stayed up to date on all of the talks about the metaverse. Because the media is really pimping this thing, as we talked about last week, where they were the first ever metaverse marriage, and someone wrote a counter article pointing out that, look, this crap has been going on in Second Life and World of Warcraft and all of these other virtual reality simulation alternate metaverse ideas for decades. Mm-hmm. And they're just not getting media coverage, but it's really getting pimped out there. So, of course, it was inevitable that somehow someone would be groped in the metaverse. And what exactly that even means, we're going to get into that later. But first, we have Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the fact that it seems like prices of everything just keep going up and up. Like,
they absolutely do.
As much as they keep trying to say that things are transitory, the inflation.
Yeah, I went to an Indian place to get today. And for those who don't know this Indian place, if the owner likes you, he will either preach to you or rant to you at length, and he likes me a lot. So he was ranting for a solid 10 or 15 minutes about the increase in food prices. Mm-hmm. Evidently, 2 years ago, a bag of onions would have cost him $14.99, and now it's up to $29.99.
Wow.
More than double
really?
What it cost just a few years ago for a bag of onions.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, the government is going to give you misinformation. When they say transitory, that's just a way of kicking the can down the road to make people think, oh, this is going to go away soon, when all of us who know anything at all, and you don't have to be an economist to understand the basics of you print more monies, price go up, because the more money there is in circulation, the higher the prices go. It's just a matter of more dollars.
The less valuable the dollars are,
the more dollars are chasing the same amount of goods. And if the number of goods actually goes down, then that would mean more dollars are chasing even fewer.
And the number of goods did in fact go down thanks to all
of
these
supply chain
issues.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The example I could even give you is like scrap aluminum here in Ohio used to be 40 cents a pound. Now it's 63 cents a pound.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely seems like it's more than what they're officially letting on. The story from just a week ago at CNBC.com is that the wholesale price index has risen 9.6% from a year ago, which they say is the highest level going back to November of 2010. But again, that's the official numbers. So if our friend Muhammad at the Indian place is seeing a doubling in the cost of onions, I'm sure if he sees this 9.6% number, he's probably going to laugh and say, well, for me, it's 100%.
Well, it was at least for onions, but there may also be, you know, some sort of specific supply chain issue in regard to onions or whatever. I have no idea.
Maybe, but for him, it's 100%.
It's definitely not going to get any better with the latest stimulus package that the U.S. government has put forward that's printing out like another $1.7-something trillion. It's only going to get worse. Inflation is only going to get worse. They're just going to keep printing more money, and as they do that, the problem's going to get worse, and their solution is going to be to print more money, which is going to make the problem worse, and it's an infinite cycle that ends with them 6 or 7 years from now going, you know what, we're just going to knock some zeros off of this currency. And people think it can't happen here, but it's happened just paper currencies repeatedly throughout human history. There's absolutely no reason it wouldn't happen in the United States.
It seems like a newer scam. I don't know. Were they doing knocking zeros off back in the past? I've not heard of that.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other time I've heard of them play games like that was when they did the silver certificate turn-ins and, like, going off the gold standard.
Yeah, you're referring to the U.S. history. I mean, that definitely was a scam in the U.S. history. And Ari is referring to Venezuela literally knocking 5 and then 6, or actually it was 3, 5, then 6 zeros in the last 20 years. It was the last one they did was just this October where they knocked off 6 zeros from their currency. And I feel like that's something that is newer, because they didn't try that in Zimbabwe when they did it, 20 years ago or whenever it was?
For people out there who are wondering what that's like, just imagine having the government tell you that you need to bring in your $100 bills to exchange them for single dollar bills.
No, well, that would be the three.
That's just knocking two zeros off.
Two zeros off, yeah.
But imagine the consequences that would have to your wealth.
Yeah, if you had $1 million, knocking 6 zeros off would make that a $1 bill.
Yes, and yeah. Venezuela has indeed knocked 6 zeros off in the past. And it could very well happen here in the United States. I don't think the whole knocking zero things off is going to work in the United States, considering that so much of the world does rely on the USD as its reserve currency. But even that is sort of starting to slip away with China and Russia working together to utilize each other's currencies as reserves.
Yeah, who knows what they're going to try here, but you better believe they've got some plans, they've got some tricks up their sleeve, and they're going to use them all.
Well, it's all part of the Great Reset, right? And this is all the more reason that people should get away from the USD. It is losing value. Every single day that you have USD in a savings account or whatever, or just hidden in under your mattress, it's losing value. It will, by definition, purchase less next month than it purchases today. And it purchases 10% less today than it did from a year ago.
Well, that's according to the official numbers.
Yeah, that's just the official numbers. Yeah. So they basically stole a dime for every dollar you have. They stole 10% of your money by printing more of it.
Yeah, and that money went into their buddies' pockets.
Yes, it would. Yes, Pfizer and the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the military-industrial complex and whoever else is, you know, connected with those people.
Well, they got to pay for those bombs that they're dropping on brown people somehow.
I bet the mask makers are doing pretty good, too.
They're likely doing, and whoever's making the COVID tests.
Yeah.
I saw a story about this today saying that the White House wants to get 500 million COVID tests.
I also heard, after that story came out, I heard rumor, now I don't know if it's true, but it's believable, that Bill Gates and George Soros invested in manufacturers of COVID tests.
Dude, if I could go back in time, I would certainly, I probably wouldn't, because then I'd just be perpetuating evil. If I'm going to do that, just go ahead and invest in the United States government. Yeah. But still, I can't say I blame them. It's not a bad investment. But $500 million, that's almost two for
I blame Bill Gates. He's a vaccine pimp.
That guy is
constantly pimping COVID fear-mongering.
And it's amazing because he's not that good of a business person. He's a thief. A lot of the early Windows code he simply stole. And that's all he ever contributed to society was being a clever programmer who stole some ideas from someone who was stealing code out of the trash when he worked at university. And that's Bill Gates. Mm. Now suddenly he's a worldwide health expert. We should take him seriously when he talks about what we should do in South Africa.
He says he's canceled all his Christmas plans because Omicron.
I don't believe him for a second. But it reminds me of when Stephen Hawking weighed in on communism or capitalism, something like that. And Stephen Hawking was like, yeah, capitalism, it's clearly evil. It has these pitfalls and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I mean, if I want to know about astrophysics, I will ask you, dude. But if I want to know about this other completely unrelated subject, I'm not going to ask you. If I want to know about programming an operating system that I stole from many different people, I would ask Bill Gates. If I want to know about epidemiology, I would ask an epidemiologist. But you can't trust the epidemiologists they put forward because they're a member of the state. And the state, like, what is an epidemiologist? Can you imagine I'm an epidemiologist for a living? There's no career in that. There's no job prospect except to work in the U.S. government.
Really? I'm sure they got them in hospitals or something.
What market demand is there for an epidemiologist? It's the same issue with economics. They're like, well, why are so many economists Austrian? I'm not Austrian, Keynesian. Why are they always pimping government solutions? Well, it's because when in your life have you ever needed to hire an economist for anything?
Mm-hmm.
There's no market demand for them. They're just empty philosophers who die in poverty like Karl Marx did. If there's an actual market system, the job of the economist doesn't exist. And I imagine that's probably true of the epidemiologist as well. So these people need government in order to even have jobs.
Probably.
So that's why I can't trust them. But common
sense. No, if the person works for the government, you shouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
Whoever they are.
Everything the government says is a lie. And if it's telling the truth, it's simply because the truth is more expedient to whatever ulterior motives that it happens to have than a lie would be. But the government's deceitful. That's well known. And Fauci is one of the worst of these, funding the Wuhan lab research where the COVID-19, it didn't originate in the research lab as far as we know, but there was this outbreak.
I don't know anything. I'm not going to claim to know anything about how this thing got started.
That's what I'm saying. As far as we know, it did not originate in the lab, but the current epidemiologist for the United States, or whatever his job title is, that would be Anthony Fauci, has been sending large amounts of money to the coronavirus research lab in Wuhan, and it does appear that COVID-19 originated in Wuhan, for whatever that's worth. Certainly suspicious thing, not to mention the leaked emails. I never paid attention to those to find out that they were even legitimate, though. But the inflation, at minimum, not going to get any better. I would recommend getting out of the USD. Get into gold, Bitcoin, silver, anything else that to hedge your bets against inflation. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.